RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
I mentioned the Chase Young strip sack fumble was only the second best play of the weekend. The best play was the Bengals calling up a special for O-lineman Cody Ford. They split him wide out to the near boundary, and they threw it to him, and he not only made a nice catch and turn with the ball, but he got 17 yards of yak at 307 pounds, Cody Ford. He was a former tight end in high school, he said, and had been wanting to do that forever. And so they were working in practice, according to the story on this. And Joe Burrow kept splitting him out wider and wider and wider as they practiced this play. They're like, no, yeah, keep going out there further. Yeah, keep going. He was all the way out there like a wide receiver, and they threw it to him. Ford said, I didn't even know what progression I was. But next thing I know, I was looking up, and the ball was coming at me. He grabs it, turns, and then just truck sticks the poor DB who had no chance of bringing him down and rumbled for 17 more yards, total gain of 21 yards. And I have no idea where they keep these stats or how people find them. It is apparently the longest offensive play from scrimmage by a 300-pounder in NFL history.
Yeah.
Ever. I'm like, how do you even know that?
It's just like, I think a lot of times people are mistaken when they see some, there are some NFL players that are superhuman per se.
Yeah.
You see a guy 345 pounds, you don't think he can move. Oh, he's just a big guy. He may outrun you. Oh. The average person. Yes. Just like Reggie White at 315 ran 4.6. Right. There are some special guys out on that football field.
Oh, they're absolute freaks.
Because like at you meet people that, how much you weigh? And they may weigh the same thing you weigh. Oh, I can play in the league. No, you can't. Right. You get destroyed.
You die. But
I'm same size as you. No, you weigh the same as me.
Different.
But you're 3 inches shorter than me. Yeah. And and you're the same weight. So you're probably not in the right shape to be out there on the football field.
The old lineman,
but that big dude, he rolled up the field, man.
The old linemen who are the smartest guys in the field, they say, are also very good athletes because they were good athletes as kids growing up.
Yeah.
Their bodies then got to be supersized. And then once they got to a certain heft, they keep the heft on to be able to move people around and to hold their ground. But then once they retire, a lot of them,
they go right back to it.
They deflate to sizes that are unrecognizable. Joe Thomas is unrecognizable right now.
Yeah.
Matt Burke,
the
former
big guys
Viking,
lose weight, the little guys gain weight.
Yes.
The little guys gain weight, big guys lose it.
All right, let me get back and let Greg finish off his call about the Commanders and the offseason. I apologize. I ran him right into a brick wall, which was the end of the hour. Welcome back, Greg. Thank you for that nice note about back in the day. As for the Commanders offseason, what do you see?
Well, you know, I've never been a 100% believer in Jaden. He just always seemed like he was just too small and too skinny and just – it's going to be tough. And, you know, My concern is he's going to end up ultimately having the same kind of long-term story as Robert Griffin III did.
So you say go quarterback in the first round and really make the whole town lose their mind.
Well, I think sometimes you just got to pull the Band-Aid off, Zabe.
No.
I think you're way off right there, brother. Yeah. You're way off.
I love you, Greg.
I think you're way off.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you like this here. See, I love when people say the size of a person. You know the quarterback right down there in Carolina?
Bryce Young.
He's 5'10" and
a
half.
He's tiny.
He might weigh 180 pounds.
Tiny.
He's small.
Yeah.
Nobody complains about it. Jared Goff is 6'4", 215.
Well, some people have complained about it, but yeah.
No, they're complaining. Because what it is we saw somebody come in here and have a owner who allowed him to do whatever the hell he wanted to do in Robert. He got hurt, so we automatically assume.
Yeah.
Jaden can gain 15 pounds and still get injured.
Oh, yeah.
People act like, oh, you got it. He got to get bigger. No. The freak accidents will happen. And just because you got hurt this year don't mean you're going to get hurt next year. You know? Right. So I don't think he's nothing like Robert. Robert's ordeal was totally different. You knew your knee was screwed up, and the owner allowed you to do what you wanted to do, not what the coaches and the doctors said you should have done.
Yeah, the RG3 comparisons are so surface level because there's stuff about RG3 that the general public knows, and then there's a 101, 201 advanced studies on our Robert that you know and I know from having people in the building, on the team, getting fed to us stories that you would simply not believe if you didn't get them from a credible source.
Yeah.
So that's part of the reason why Robert did not work out. And by the way, Robert is only, what, like 38 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody even thought about calling him when Philip Rivers was pulled out of mothballs. Rivers, by the way, probably played his last game, a close loss to the Jaguars. Modest numbers again. He finished the year averaging, in his three-game return, he averaged like 180 yards, 63%, which was better than I would have thought. 3 touchdowns, 2 INTs, no wins.
Yeah.
It was nice. It's over now,
yeah,
I think, for the most part. Let's go to Marcus in Calvert County. You are next up. Hello, Marcus.
Hey, how you guys doing?
How you doing, man?
I think the best case scenario is us getting Tate from Ohio State. Reason I say that is Terry gets double teamed too many times in games, and he gets completely taken out, and all these other wide receivers can't get open. Like, I love Debo's energy and everything, but just not fast enough. Gold Tate, he'll get open, and he'll break open everything for the wide receivers in the third and fourth spot and break it open for the tight ends.
Carnell Tate projected in the 10 to 20 range.
Mm-hmm.
So easily gettable. You could even theoretically,
if there's
Marcus,
a pass rusher,
Marcus,
before him, take him. Take the pass rusher.
But Marcus, well, we could scooch down for an extra pickety pick and still get Tate.
Well, I say Tate just because wide receiver is one of the highest paid positions in the NFL. So we could have a 1 and a 2 and Tate can become that number one. And it's really hard to get a top wide receiver. And if you have a top wide receiver, a good quarterback, and a good offensive line, you're halfway there in the NFL.
Yeah.
And I understand the defense has problems, but use that first pick on offense. There's a lot of defensive ends we can get in the third round, maybe trade up in the draft, and then all the rest of that money we have, just throw on defense.
Yeah. If I'm a team drafting a wide receiver, B. Mitch, I am going to have the best private investigator and the best psychologist in on the interviews, because I want to make sure with a wide receiver, you're getting a guy who's solid, not a guy who's on the fringe of being a lunatic.
Yeah.
And it's tough to tell. Sometimes, like, from the couch, you really don't know until you interview these guys. And sometimes they snow you in the interviews where they come off great, and you're like, I like this guy, he's solid. And then you get him on the team, you're like, oh, yeah, no.
Believe me. Every NFL team, they have everything you name.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure they do.
They got investigators and everything else.
All right, let's go. Hold on, Shaq. Shaq, you're next up on the air. Sorry to interrupt your other show going on right now. How you doing, brother?
I was in the car. What's going on?
Hey,
you know what? We need defensive guys, but we need talent. And I don't want us to get to the point where we're drafting defensive guys just to draft a defensive guy. Now, like Downs from Ohio State, we need talent, seamless, You know, other than left tackle and QB, everything should be open.
And by talent, do you mean measurables? Do you like the combine measurables freaks, the guys who pop it in terms of, wow, look at his physical attributes?
No, like,
or do you
like
want production?
I like to look at their career in college.
Okay.
Competition.
Okay.
You so know, don't get caught up with what somebody done for 2 or 3 days running against the wind. You know, they look at their production.
I'm with that.
All right, thanks for the call. Let's go to Kevin in Lanham. You're next up. Shape of the Commanders offseason.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, guys. This is my take on it. Nobody's talking about it. I think we need coordinators. I need the assistance to the assistants of who's making Caleb Williams and Drake May throw for so many yards and so many points. I also need a defensive coordinator from the Texans or from Minnesota. We don't even need their coordinator. Just give me the assistant to the assistant to mimic here. It's not just personnel, it's scheme on my end. I can't believe that we have the guy that was the architect of the Legion of Boom, and we were the worst in third down coverage. Also, the zone coverage. I don't understand how do you keep doing the same thing over and over again, and you're still getting burnt. You're the worst on third down in defense. So why are you still doing the same thing? That's what I think our offseason need to be about, is getting some assistance to the assistance of those high-powered offense and those pressure defenses that's going to blitz you on third down or blitz you every damn play. This zone coverage doesn't work. Zone coverage, you want to send zone coverage to try to get turnovers. Well, you need to put pressure on a quarterback to get turnovers first.
Yeah.
That's my take.
Yeah,
right.
But you're going to have some personnel for that.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's one thing.
The personnel makes all of the coordinators look better than what they are.
Right.
Because that person, those two guys on the edges in Houston, I don't give a damn what system they're in. They're going to get pressure on the quarterback. So it ain't just about the scheme. All coaches can draw up a scheme. Everybody can draw up a scheme. If they don't have dogs to go after the people,
dogs.
It makes no damn difference what your scheme is.
He wants the assistant to the assistant.
No, I want some talent.
Which
the talent to make that damn assistant look better.
Yes, it will. He wants to go Dwight Schrute hunting. The assistant to the regional manager.
Let's go to
Devon in Rockville. You are next up. Hello, Devon.
What's up? What's happening, big bro?
What's up, D?
I'm 100% with what you said, big bro. Is we need a tight end that can win one-on-one because that's going to open up the offense. I truly believe you do bring Debo back if, you know what I'm saying, if the numbers make sense, because we knew we didn't bring Debo over here to be the number one or the number two, honestly. He was supposed to be a specialty gadget. You know what I'm saying? So that's what he's here for. And I would bring Treylon Burks back, man. Like,
that's what B. Mitch said during the break.
You know what I'm saying?
Right?
All season. And he still got talent. We got to remember, he was drafted to Tennessee. That's the reason why Tennessee got traded A.J. Brown, because he was the prototype supposed to be A.J. Brown.
And look at how dumb the Titans have been the last 3 years.
Exactly. So
there's a really good high possibility they screwed up on Burks like they did on Vrabel and Brown and King Henry and everyone else. Morons.
I'm with B. Mitch as well of the trade, Brandon Ayuk thing, just because they was a good marriage in college. They've been long removed, and they're going to still be best friends even if they ever don't play with each other. So if I had to choose, I don't think that you would bring Debo back and go get Brandon Ayuk. So if I had to choose, keep Debo, because Debo already know the system. We have to get personnel. I'm with the last caller, the scheme and everything, but the reason why I can answer it for him. The reason why DQ's still doing the same thing, because we don't have the personnel. It's nothing that we can't do, that we can do. We can't play man-to-man because we don't have a personnel to get to the quarterback.
You could agree. You can agree that Joe Witt has to go, sadly.
Yeah. I said that. But we do need defense, and I'm with B. Mitch. I just don't know if I can. I know we need a pass rusher, but I can't let Caleb Downs just go past me, man.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
That is a generational talent right there.
It's going to be tough. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, you said during the break, you're like, keep Burks in the mix and see what he can do.
You never know what you can get out of him, and he can come around and be cheap as hell.
Yes,
compared
he could.
To what the other one's going
to
be.
Let's go to Aaron.
But you better get some defense to stop somebody.
Aaron in Suitland, you are next up, B. Mitch and Finley. What's up?
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, guys, thanks so much for taking my call. Plain and simple, hey, I don't think they're going to have a big turnover. Maybe 4 to 6 players they're going to get rid of. On the offensive side, I would go get the tight end from the Ravens, likely, or I would get Pittman. That would help address the receiving aspect. I would go pick
Pittman or Pitts?
Pitts. I'm sorry.
Pitts.
And likely. I'm sorry. I apologize. Likely from the Ravens.
You do know that Kyle Pitts is going to go down as one of the most frustrating talents in the history of the league for a guy who should have been way better and then inexplicably had the biggest bomb game ever on Thursday night with Kirk down there in Tampa. Everyone's like, what the hell? And this was supposed to be there the
whole
time.
If you throw out
the
best and the worst, that game he's throwing out, because he ain't had no other games like that.
Right.
Hey, Zabe, you made my decision for me then. We're going to get likely.
Okay, there you go. It smells likely that we're going to get likely. That'd be a better choice. Sergio in Connecticut. Hey. Hello, Sergio.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to get your take on, like, I was hearing rumors about Dan Quinn maybe going back to the Cowboys well with Al Harris getting as a defensive coordinator. You guys agree? Like,
who's hearing this?
System?
I like Al Harris.
Hold on.
I guess
Dan Quinn's going back to Dallas. You're hearing?
No. The
Dallas back coordinator,
to get,
like
trying to get Al,
you know, like
got
a
it.
Joe Witt in that. Yeah. In that
yes,
sense,
I have heard that.
All.
I have heard that, and I think that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah, Al's. I like Al.
I don't think that would be the same as Joe Witt though. Like I don't bring in a fresh ideas. Like I just don't think that's a. I don't know that.
How do we know he's the same kind of coordinator?
They don't think the same. Just because they come from the same level or on the same coaching staff don't mean that their mindsets are the same.
Let's go to Darwin in Springfield. You're next up. Hello, Darwin.
Hey, how's it going, my friend?
Hey,
how you doing, man?
Go ahead, my friend.
You got
to turn the radio down. You got a little delay going on. Darwin in Springfield, Virginia. You're next up. What do you say?
Nothing much, man. I'm hopeful that we're gonna turn something around next year, man. There's no way, heck, that we go from one game from the Super Bowl and not get anything out of that, man. Because the way you built the team is having a quarterback, and we got one. We just need to get talent around it, man. And I feel like having a top 10 pick, $80 million in cap. I mean, I trust in AP, man. We're going to get younger, and we're going to turn the ship around.
Okay. In AP, you trust. We'll let that be the final word on that. Why don't we turn the page? I want to hit something completely different. But you know, B. Mitch, while we were watching the NFL, college basketball as we knew it might have just collapsed into a massive NIL explosion and sinkhole. What's happening in college basketball is truly insane. And I want to ask, is there a viable way out, or will it get worse before it gets better? B. Mitch and Finley here on The Fan, Zabe in for JP.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Landfill, this is a great choice. Don't turn this off just yet. Do you know the news story associated with this song that happened over the weekend?
Nah.
Yeah, I got it.
Do you know? Tell B. Mitch why this song is in the news again.
Oh, actually, I guess I don't know. No.
Over the weekend, Brigitte Bardot passed away, the 60s French film icon. And she was one of the iconic names that got name-checked in this song.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, why is that significant? Apparently, only three people remain that were name-checked in this song. And she's now no longer one of them. Rest in peace, Brigitte Bardot. 91 years old. She passed
91.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley. Zabe sitting in for JP. Coming up, a discussion about pockets. You remember when you said to Portis, and Portis said, Portis
no, he said his pockets were straight.
Yeah, you got into it with Clinton on an interview.
Yeah.
And Portis responded with Portis pockets straight. There's the most unbelievable Reddit thread going on right now about men's pockets, and I'll just leave it at that, and then we'll get to it. Let me change gears for a second. College sports, college basketball in particular, may have just imploded. And it's being sized up by many in the sport like, okay, what does this mean? Where are we going? And hello, NCAA, are you going to do anything about
this? NCAA can't do anything anymore.
No, they cannot.
They're done.
They are hamstrung by the courts.
They screwed it up before, though.
Okay.
They were making too much money.
So let me set the stage here. So Baylor signed 7-foot center James Nagy, who had been drafted by the Pistons in the second round, 31st overall pick. And he never made it in the NBA. He chose not to go play in the NBA, did play professionally elsewhere. And because of the way the rules are, the NCAA said, well, if he's got eligibility, you can take him. The college basketball world lost their mind over that, going, are you kidding me? This is what we're doing now? Like, no. He's a pro, for God's sakes. And the NCAA, not wanting to get sued, just said, well, it's up to you guys to figure out. Well, that outrage only lasted maybe 2 weeks, because this past week, Trenton Flowers, who has played in the NBA for the Chicago Bulls, is now in discussions about returning to play college basketball, and there are numerous top-tier programs that have expressed interest. Yes, he does. He has eligibility. He sees what NIL money is available and time and exposure you can get in college. Probably knows he can whoop some ass because he's a pro. He's a man's man. And he's like, let me get a piece of this.
But now, see, this is the thing I want people to understand. This isn't the kid's fault. This is the adult's fault. The adults, they don't have a plan for this thing.
They don't. I'm going to get to that in a second. But anyway, Flowers is currently on a two-way contract with the Bulls, meaning he splits time between the Bulls and their G League affiliate.
Well, he shouldn't be able to come back to college.
No, in a million years,
you're playing right now in the pros.
Yeah.
You didn't fail at it, didn't make it.
Right.
You're playing.
Right. And so when somebody says sarcastically, oh, what's next, Kevin Garnett coming out of retirement?
Yeah, LeBron got 4 years left.
Right.
He got eligibility.
Right. When you say, well, what's next, is LeBron, the answer is yes, that's what's next. Because you are right now Clark Griswold sliding down an icy roof putting up your Christmas lights if you're the NCAA, and the only thing stopping you is grabbing the gutter at the end. And it's crazy because it is so not what college athletics should be about. Even if you believe the kids should get paid, it started with, well, they should be able to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness. And then it quickly morphed to, well, we're going to pay this guy under the table anyway and pretend like he's got some value of name, image, and likeness when the whole world's like, who? Well, he's our left guard on our team. We don't know who this guy is. You're just paying him because you want to pay the guy because he's good. Then it morphed into, well, forget the NIL. Let's just pay them a chunk of the obscene television money that we get. So they're like, okay, good deal. $20 million, pool of money. Hey, schools, you can pay it. You can disperse it however you want. You want to go 60-40 football, basketball. You want to go 70-30 basketball, football, whatever. It's up to you. $20 million. Pay the players. Now because of the portal and now because the NCAA has been sued and beaten and sued and beaten and sued and beaten, they don't want to get into any more of this. When there's any time there's a gray area, the NCAA just kind of goes, hands off. We're not going to touch this one. Now we'll see if there's a program that really does take Trenton Flowers, and we'll see if the NCAA doesn't approve it.
Flowers going to be required to go to class?
I doubt it.
I mean, let's be real now.
I think he's going to be there for one semester.
The guys that are at the schools now, they go to class. They have to do that at least.
Well, yes.
Trenton Flowers is going to sign and just play basketball? Don't go to class?
He'll enroll in Geography 101, and he'll go to the bare minimum classes. He'll get a D-.
What did Trenton Flowers have on his last transcript? Is he even eligible?
That's the question
you got to ask.
Brian, you are asking so many great questions for which nobody has any answers because it is the wild freaking West right now. He's looking at it like, hey, I can make $1-2 million on 3 months of work, January, February, March.
Yeah.
And then get right back into doing my two-way stuff for the Bulls with their G League team. Why not? He's probably making nothing in the NBA. Probably making under $1 million. And he's not getting much playing time. So from his standpoint, I get it.
I think this one's going to get shut down when the adults get their heads together.
Well, here's the problem. So Bruce Pearl, former coach at Auburn, says at this point, we have two options to save intercollegiate athletics. Option one is Congress gives the NCAA antitrust protections and we make the old system work, which is unfair to student athletes, or we have a collective bargaining agreement. The longer we wait, the more it costs everyone. I will give that a ding, ding, ding. Bruce Pearl is right. These are two not great options, and they're going to have to figure it out. John Calipari went on a long post-game extended rant about this as well. Kevin Clark, who writes for The Ringer, said the following, quote, I ran into someone smarter than me a few months ago who had a theory. The theory, B. Mitch, is that the NCAA was intentionally trying to tank college sports in a desperate bid to get Congress to grant them their wish of antitrust exemption. I didn't believe that person, writes Kevin Clark. Now I do. It won't work, though, and everyone will end up worse.
The question I ask, though, the NCAA, someone had to give them control and power over these universities to be able to deal with that.
Well, the
those same people could take that from them.
Well,
and start your own thing.
Well, then that's fine, and that's probably where it's headed. But if you're going to start your own thing, then you're going to need a miniature pro league. And what are the features of a miniature pro league? A collective bargaining agreement, salary cap, roster rules, and most importantly, an entry draft. Nobody wants to believe me when I say eventually it'll be an entry draft. You don't get to choose to play for Alabama. It depends on if they pick you. Oh, that'll never happen. We're hurtling towards it right now. We're not there yet, but we have gone deep into Kansas. We're not in Kansas anymore, Toto, as the saying goes.
They just said it should have made rules before you jumped into it.
Well, the rules.
But that's the problem.
When they had rules, and the court struck down the rules as being collusive antitrust. And well, now they can't do anything.
The thing of it, though, you had a bunch of adults that was making money off of kids. When the kids decide, oh, I can make someone, and the name, image, likeness, kids should be able to make money off his name, image, and likeness. They didn't want him to make that. Mm-hmm. That was getting too big for them. So then they decide, oh, let's take this amount to pay them. Yeah. They're still trying to control all of the money.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the problem is from these greedy-ass adults who don't want to sit up here and put something together. If one guy has a great name, image, likeness, and he's making a lot more money, let him make a lot more money. Because I tell a story. Johnny Manziel, when he was at Texas A&M, went to this banquet. He was asked to show up. Johnny sat with 9 people, okay, who paid $20,000 apiece to sit with Johnny. They sold 3 helmets at $30,000 apiece.
Damn.
From Johnny Manziel. 180, 90, 270. They made $270,000 in a 2-3 hour banquet off of him.
Good work.
If Johnny Manziel was getting more money than the other kids, that's why. The other kids sat down, they probably like, who are you?
Yeah.
But they are trying to control the top guys making more money than some of these damn coaches, and that's where the problem is.
It's heading towards a miniature pro league that's going to have all the features of a pro league, which I don't know if they'll still keep an affiliation with their colleges. I would assume they would, but it's not going to feel or look or play the same. Maybe it'll be better. Maybe it'll be worse. It's going to change big time, though, because this is not tenable. And the latest news, B. Mitch, is that the NCAA appears to be granting eligibility to former hockey players who are pros. Mats Lindgren, a 2022 fourth-round NHL pick who has played pro hockey in the ECHL and the AHL, has now been added to Colorado's college roster in collegiate ice hockey. Yay!
The NCAA sports. Just don't know how to get it done right. They still screwing up.
Coming up, it's a pockets dilemma that blows my mind that people are so stunned by some of the elements of it. And we'll talk about it next with B. Mitch, who wants Scott Clinton Portis to say the iconic phrase, Portis pockets straight. That's next here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Do men have pocket systems? It's a dumb question, Zabe. Of course they do. At least according to Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
This was on the r Ask Men thread. How do men organize their pockets? This is a woman speaking. You ready?
How do they organize their pockets?
That's what she asked.
Okay.
She writes, my husband has an exact use for every pocket. Keys pocket, wallet pocket, on and on.
Okay.
And that pocket system never changes. And he gets so confused if they ever end up in the wrong pocket or if they get put down somewhere he struggles to find them. He claims that all men have a pocket system. And I can't believe that. Is that true? She writes, because this is a weird piece of man trivia that I did not know if so. She then follows up by saying, edit, so many answers so quickly confirming that yes, this is the case and it's blowing my mind. I only found this out because I said to my husband he should stop carrying his wallet in his back pocket to avoid getting pickpocketed. Mm-hmm. And I got a whole explanation on how, oh no, the system definitely cannot change now, not after all these years. B. Mitch, do you?
No.
Didn't you let me finish? You don't have a pocket system?
No, her husband wallet has a pocket system.
Okay.
So I used to wear my wallet in the back, and then when people started pickpocketing, I started wearing it in my front pocket.
Okay. Did you ever get it picked?
No, I never got pickpocketed.
But you started getting worried about it.
I just started, because I've seen it happen to people, and I've heard people say it happened to them.
Well, this recent trip to Spain for the Commanders game, people were saying, oh, yeah.
They were trying. One guy bumped, another guy pulled.
Yep.
So, but the thing of it is, I'll put it in my coat pocket when I have on a jacket.
Sure.
If I have on pants, like, you know, some pants are more fitted than others, I put it in a pocket where it's not going to be bulging. It's sitting out.
Okay.
So no, I don't have a pocket thing. But she act like that's something so drastic when don't women do certain things with their purse?
Well, funny you should mention purse, because one of the responses to this was, of course men have a pocket system. Also, what goes on inside a woman's purse is appalling and further evidence that they have no capacity for self-government. Women just love to throw it all in the purse. And they're like, oh, it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, it's in
and,
there.
And they go in there and they reach. They kind of know either the keychain or the lanyard or the ID thing that is attached to the whatever. Or they kind of know the little areas where the lip balm tends to fall down into.
Uh-huh.
They might put some of their loose change in a little zippered pocket. I mean, if you do go into your woman's purse, you will be greeted with a portable junk drawer that is encased in nice fine leather with a strap on it. You'll say, oh my God, what is going on here? Now, not everybody is as much of a neat freak as some people are.
Yeah.
They don't need to have obsessive organization. Like, here's exactly where my things are. But yes, apparently most men have a pocket system and many women are unaware of this.
But the question is, why would you be concerned about it if it's what makes him comfortable?
I don't know if she was raging against it, but she did suggest, well, why don't you change the pocket system so you put your wallet...
Well, that's something he could change.
You put your wallet in the front, and he said to her, he goes, oh, no, can't change the pocket system. We've been running this pocket system for too long. This is a West Coast pocket system.
He's been wearing his wallet in his back pocket, moving it to the front. I don't see it as a pocket system. I just see where you got your damn wallet.
I know.
You know, a system would be you got something in the left pocket, in the front pocket, right pocket, so you don't have nowhere to put it. But just moving it to the front.
How do you feel about the combination phone wallet combo? So in other words, a phone case that has either a detachable MagSafe wallet back, or It's just got a couple slots for your essential cards and ID in it. Have you ever tried
that? I tried it, but had too many cards to be able to make it something that would be comfortable.
And don't you like to have some actual cash on you at given times? I do. I always want to have some cash on me.
Not necessarily. Because okay. I, if someone was to ever come up and say, give me, here. Take it. If I can close down all them. I can't close my cash down.
Okay. Have you ever worried about the urban legend that if a guy, you know, mugs you and you've got no cash, they'll pistol whip you because you wasted their time? That you had no cash for me? Like, how dare you? I'm robbing you and you've got no cash?
Hey.
Whap, 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 whap.
The good ones like the credit card because they can go use them up before you cut them off.
Before you end up calling and saying, hey, that wasn't me.
Yeah, they'll be quick.
Okay.
They'll find a way.
I have here your standard brown wallet.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. And I have thought of, like, people say, I'll get a Ridge wallet that's RFID protected. You don't want radio frequencies stealing your information. You need to encase that. Is that the Ridge wallet?
Yeah.
The legendary Ridge wallet?
Yeah.
Okay. Look how thick that is, though. I mean, that's a thick square right there. Now, what happens if you want to fold in a paper receipt? Oh, by the way,
here you go, right here. Boom.
Here's what's in my wallet. $0.
Oh, you just put it here where the card is. Cents.
Okay. Yeah. All right. It seems the metal and the edges. I kind of like my wallet being soft and pliable and just general basic bitch brown. Doesn't need to be fancy at all. Doesn't need to be monogrammed or logoed or have some kind of ostrich skin to it. Basic bitch brown leather wallet. Boom. That's my system right there.
I slide it in and keep moving. Boom. Yeah. With these.
And I have misplaced my wallet more than a few times of recent vintage, and it has freaked me out, and I have cursed myself out saying, would you tighten your up? Because you can't be leaving your wallet around. And for those that go, well, just put an AirTag in your wallet. I'm like, yeah.
I'm not doing all that.
I ain't doing all that.
First of all,
then
if I need an AirTag to keep my wallet, then I need to stop going out.
That's right.
I mean,
you're
I need to stay home at that point.
Yeah.
That means that, you know what, you cross that hill, dude, and you're on the other side now. Stay home and chill.
I lost this wallet briefly on a shuttle bus at the Minneapolis Super Bowl and was able to somehow get it back by getting to the same bus. After I'd gone back to my hotel going, oh, my God, where's my wallet? Got the same shuttle buses going back and forth between Radio Row and my hotel, and I found it sitting on the stupid seat. And because
somebody
probably
saw it and say, somebody trying to set me up. I'm not touching it.
It's a bait wallet here. It's an exploding wallet. There's a die pack in this thing. No, I think it just slipped out of my pants, and so it was sitting on the seat. But because it was brown, it blended in. So briefly, I said, I want to go get one of the Velcro wallets like you had as a kid, as a teenager, that is nylon, and I want the brightest green, electric green or international hunter's orange, so that it's impossible visually to not notice it sitting on the seat next to you. That would have been my plan, but I used that Velcro wallet for a few weeks, and I was quickly getting tired of
the noise. Yeah. Exactly. That's too much.
All right, coming up, college football is going to have a big day on Thursday, including on Wednesday night, on New Year's Eve. Your thoughts as we get to the second stage of the college football playoffs. Some pretty juicy matchups on paper. Will they live up to them when it comes time to play? Hour 3, B. Mitch and Finley, coming up.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.